from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every Wednesday, we welcome in studio Rich Fitzgerald, who is the executive director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. I didn't realize Rich would be coming in his full workout. You're not going to camp, are you, with the Steelers? It's reporting day.
It is. And those days have passed. But we have some things in the office we've got to do. But yes, this is always an exciting time of the year. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later, but not on the football side of things.
I think Marty told me you were quite a player.
Oh, well, Marty, you know how Marty can exaggerate. So, one thing I learned about ex-athletes or ex-whatever, it always got better. The years go on. We got faster. We got bigger.
But you know, and we're going to talk about in this hour the economic impact that the Steelers have on Latrobe in that area coming up. It's exciting though for the fans. And today the players report. Do you remember those old days when they used to show on KDK TV or Channel 4 or 11, the guys arriving and they would have fans, these big box fans,
exactly.
Because they didn't have air conditioners.
Right, right.
Now they have people that bring them big screen TVs and things like that. It's a little different.
It's a new world, exactly. I'm sure the old timers, guys like Mel Blunt and those kind of folks probably look at them and says, you should have seen the way we had to do it back in the day.
Yeah. And at one point, they played six preseason games.
Yeah, it wasn't camp longer. I think it's now 3 weeks. It probably was more than a month that they were at St. Vincent's.
Yeah, completely. Right. Almost like a military boot camp back in the day.
It's a
little different now, but fans are excited. A lot of new faces, and we will talk about that in this hour. Right now, though, an opportunity. We have talked about expansion. I know one of your passions, Rich, is trying to bring jobs to the region. You did it as Allegheny County Executive Director. I know that's part of the mission for what you're doing, representing 10 counties in the city. So something really special going on in Westmoreland County also.
Exactly. Another thing in Westmoreland County, Amazon is opening a fulfillment center in Youngwood, out in New Stanton, about a mile from the exit of the Turnpike on Route 70. They're holding a job fair today at Westmoreland County Community College. They're going to be hiring 600 people.
600?
600 jobs. All kinds, drivers and people who break down the parcels and as they send them to more, I guess, more localized fulfillment centers. They will be actually hiring people on the spot today. So if you're in the region, out in Westmoreland County region, and you're interested in working, it's probably a good idea to show up and hear what they have to say.
What would you suggest anyone bring with them? You know, where do you start? I'm sure people are probably hearing this for the first time now and maybe energized to do it.
Yeah, it's 11 to 3 today. Bring your ID and if anything you would have as a resume, but I don't think that's necessary at all. I think they will be looking for people. I'll be talking to people, interviewing them, getting a sense of an opportunity in that community. And we're really delighted. SunCap, who's done a number of fulfillment centers in this region. I know they've done some out in the airport corridor, out in the Findlay area, and in North Versailles. We opened one, and then this one's going to be in Westmoreland County.
That's pretty exciting.
It is. Anytime there's jobs and opportunity. I mean, you know, we've talked about that for years, about people can't find jobs or aren't jobs that would have to move away. Steeler Nation would be all over this country because of people who had to move away. Here we got something today and for the coming months. And I think they're going to be open by the end of the year, but they'll be starting to hire people as we speak.
Outstanding. Take advantage of that. If you've been looking, this is a great opportunity. That said, let's slide all the way over to Allegheny County Airport because there has been a boom unprecedented as we get ready to open the new airport next year.
More flights, more passengers than ever. And this is, again, in the post-hub era. We lost the hub, as we know, 20 years ago. But we've never had 970,000 passengers pass through the month of June. July might even be bigger. More flights, more seats, more places. So it's incredible. And it also goes to not just what's happening in the airport and the airline industry, but the economy doing well here in southwestern Pennsylvania. You would not have that many travelers if the economy was in poor condition. So it's exciting. And I know there's long lines. I actually flew out last week, went to visit our daughter in Chicago. And
How was the TSA security?
We had a 6:30 flight Friday morning. We got there about 4:30, and it was about 25 minutes till we got through security. Line was really long, but it got through quickly.
We're a little spoiled here because basically you could kind of zip through anytime you wanted, but now in more recent weeks, heads up on that. We haven't talked much about that because we've been focused, and rightfully so, on the other big news that's been going on here in the last 10 days.
Are there other things going on? Yeah, did I miss something when I was away this weekend?
Some of them, I'm sure you're thinking, boy, am I glad I don't have to answer that call or question. We're with Rich Fitzgerald coming up next. Speaking of Westmoreland County, we're going to talk about the economic impact of Steelers training camp and more on the Big K Morning Show. The Pittsburgh Steelers head to training camp today. Players report, and then the fans can join in tomorrow. Larry Richard with Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. And I know somebody that's very excited today that we're about to talk to.
No, well, we know Steeler Nation and the football fans will be excited today and tomorrow as the Steelers report to training camp. But we wanted to talk today about the economic impact in Latrobe and in the surrounding area and what that means. And we have on the line today Jared Trunzo, the executive director of the Latrobe Community Revitalization Program. Jared, good morning. Welcome. And what's the day and tomorrow going to be like for you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me. Yeah, we're excited. You can start to feel the buzz. It's going to kick in full throttle, I think, later today and then definitely tomorrow. When are you guys getting to town?
We can't wait, you know.
Oh, yeah. I'm coming up. Yeah, I love it. I'm coming up on Sunday, and I'm looking forward to just to be there. And I know the fans are just fired up because there's so many new faces, and there's been an additional level of excitement.
Well, Jared, what does it mean to the business community and to the economic climate of Latrobe?
Yeah, it's sort of like an annual family reunion for sports, right? I think it's three things kind of converging. So you guys have been to St. Vincent, right? It's a great college that happens to have a beautiful campus.
Wonderful campus, absolutely.
Yeah, like you're really close, right? And I haven't been to other preseason trainings, but you're really close to the players. And you see them around town too, right? And not just on the field because they're here for, however many weeks. And, there's also the Steelers organization. So they have a genuine community ethic. And I think the blue collar workers in town respond to that. They know it's real. And also the city of Latrobe, right? So we're the birthplace of professional football. We have the first, pro team at least. And, Latrobe is a small town that has some big events. So we have some, things like the Banana Slip Festival. Even though we're a small town, a whole bunch of people converge into here at once. We have the air show, but Steelers are one of the biggest because we pull from all over the country. It's not just PA residents coming in. It's just all Sierra Nation converging at one time. And it certainly does help the businesses, and we can talk about that too.
Pudge Heffelfinger, I think, was the first professional football player. And Latrobe, you got all kind of firsts up there. The Banana Split was invented there, and
yeah.
And this is
Rogers was born and raised here. Arnie Palmer.
Yeah.
It's a neat small town.
57th sure. year, and I know the Rooney family because I don't think Steeler fans understand, Rich and Jared, that this doesn't happen in every NFL city anymore.
Very few. That's exactly right.
So this is a treat, and I appreciate the Rooneys wanting to keep this alive for the fans because it makes a difference.
And I've seen some of the stories that have been written about local businesses, and I'm looking at Sharky's Cafe and Dino's Sports mm-hmm. Lounge, where they talk about an increase of about 30-40% business mm-hmm. over these 3 to 4 weeks that the fans are there, that Steeler Nation converges. And I guess that was really felt back in 2020 and 2021. When
right.
camp was canceled during the pandemic. So, as Larry said, for over almost 60 years, they've been coming here, and then it kind of got cut off for a couple of years, but now it's back in over the last couple of years.
Right. Yeah. I almost forgot it wasn't here. The pandemic, it's such a blur at this point because it's all full steam ahead. But you're right. That I think of the multiplier effect when the Steelers come to town. So it's that economic understanding that when you spend a dollar locally on a locally owned business, the vast majority of that is reinvested locally, almost 70 cents. But when you spend something just online on, say, a Temu or just an out-of-box retail store, the majority of that dollar isn't reinvested locally, right? And so when you have all the people coming into downtown, you have a lot of good things that happen, and one of them is the night practice. Right, so we have the Steelers Fest that's during the day, and if you want to chat about that, I'm happy to as well.
Yeah, we see that the Steelers Fest actually generates well over $200,000 in revenue, and then of course the game at night, well over $500,000 in revenue. And again, as you talk about, that's just the initial, and then there's a multiplier effect that goes out from that. And as you said, a lot of it isn't just people who live in Latrobe or even just live in Westmoreland County, but live in other parts of Pennsylvania and beyond. Many out of town folks who maybe grew up in Pittsburgh or grew up in the Pittsburgh region kind of make a pilgrimage back, and it becomes a reunion of sorts.
is a good way to
see it. But again, when they come back, they're getting hotel rooms, they're spending money on meals,
right.
They're buying souvenirs, they're getting things for their family. Maybe they even take a little side trip to Idlewild Park or Fort Ligonier, whatever it might be, in the area.
Yeah.
So there's lots of things that kind of spin out of that.
That's exactly it. I mean, even when my family would come into town, it's the same story. If we couldn't fit them all in our house, because somebody wanted to come see the game, they're staying in a hotel, and you just keep multiplying that over and over again. And the night practice, too. I mean, even that, all the money raised in the stadium is invested in the Latrobe sports programs, for the high school. And that's fantastic. And then, the Steelers generously sponsor an awesome fireworks show when the Steelers, ride back to St. Vincent Camp.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, Jared, I got to tell you, people ask me all the time because I have an association, and they'll say, "Hey, Lair, can you get me tickets to training camp?" And I said, absolutely. Go to Steelers.com.
Yeah. I know a guy.
I know a guy.
Pick up your phone.
I highly recommend you do that because the tickets are free, but you have to have a mobile ticket to get in so that they can.
Yeah, it's super easy. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's free, but you gotta know your guy, Larry.
And to get to see how they practice, you know, it's a kind of behind the scenes look at the way the team operates. You may get to watch them every Sunday on TV, but for fans that really like to see them up close and personal, this is a great. As Larry said, it's free. Can't beat that.
Yeah, it's a totally different experience. I find, you know, there's a few years when I didn't make it over, but I find every year when I do, you sort of watch the season differently. You're just a little bit more into it, more connected. You know, it's more human. You know, this year is going to, I think, be a good year for them. So I'm excited to get over there. And the night practice and a couple at the college, if you haven't done it, the interest is increasing and not decreasing. We've noticed that at the stadium. The numbers have ticked up pretty consistently, especially at the night practice in downtown Latrobe at Legion Keener Park. I think the same for the college.
I'll predict a record year. There's that much interest and excitement. Touchdown, Jared Trunzo. Thank you, and enjoy. Yeah. This is a fun day.
Thank you, Jared. Right. Good luck over the next couple of weeks.
All right, see you guys around the neighborhood.
Take care.
You got it. Executive Director of the Latrobe Community Revitalization Program again, Jared Trunzo. You could tell in his voice he's fired up. Why wouldn't he be?
This is Christmas, right?
It is. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA traffic powered by Bowser and Genesis in Monroeville now open. Ellen Gamble has an update.
All right. Thanks, Larry. And we do have the Cordell and Cordell traffic cams fired up out over the rush hour, where you'll see lots of slowdowns on the Parkway West, for example, stacking right at the top of Green Tree Hill into those Fort Pitt tunnels. If you're trying to make your way inbound on West Carson Street, Route 51, making your way past the intersection with the Corliss tunnels, you're stuck in multi-lane delays there. Across the river, coming out of the Ohio Valley on 65, Ohio River Boulevard, you're stacking at Millerton as you approach the intersection with the McKees-Roxbridge. Parkway North, I-279 continues to roll well. Our next AAA traffic on the 5s at 735. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
And we're looking at 85 today. Some sun, maybe a thunderstorm later. And right now we're at 66. Coming up, and we'll check in with Marty in our 9 o'clock hour. Meanwhile, every Wednesday, we welcome the Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, Rich Fitzgerald, in studio. And with the 10 counties, there's never a shortage of stories to tell. And this one is fascinating to me because you've done this bike ride, and Armstrong Commissioner Anthony Shea is with us because he's about to embark. So it'll be interesting to... You're the veteran of this, Rich.
Well, yes, it's. I've enjoyed it a number of times. I did it first in 2016 and have done it four times since. But Commissioner Shea, who just got elected last year, serving his first term, he got sworn in early in January. And when I went to visit Commissioner Shea, he told me he was planning this in July when I saw him in January. And he's been riding his bike and training and doing all the things. We had a nice opening of a trail up in Armstrong County a number of months ago, and he kind of led the delegation through that as we're trying to open a Pittsburgh to Erie trail. But Commissioner, welcome. How goes the ride?
Good morning, Rich. So far, so good. We're right now in Williamsport, Maryland. This is the third day. We're going out on our fourth day today. Everything is going well. A little hotter than we thought, but nothing we can't handle.
Well, you had a lot of courage in doing it in July. I will say that. When I did it, I did it in September. But you're strong. You know, being an Air Force guy, you know, Air Force veteran, you're probably a little more rugged. So, how many folks are with you, where are you planning on going today?
Okay, right now it's my wife and daughter. They're actually going to do half. They didn't agree to do the whole thing, so they're going to follow me as far as Cumberland. So our plan today is to go from Williamsport, where we're at, up to Hancock, Maryland.
Oh, okay.
And we'll stay there, and then I'll, you know, the next day we'll push from there to Cumberland.
Have you seen, you know, Evan, you're on the CNO at this point, which is the Chesapeake and Ohio, and that's the part through Maryland, and I think it's about 185 miles, if I remember. And then, of course, you hit the gap, which the Great Allegheny Passage, which picks up from Cumberland to the point, to Pittsburgh, PA. Have you seen, you know, have there been other riders and other joggers and other folks out on the trail?
Absolutely. Every place I've been, not as many through hikers, but there are a lot of days.
Uh-oh.
You hit a dead spot there, Commissioner. It's
Can you hear me now?
There you go. Okay, yeah, got a little better. Yes.
Yeah.
Don't move.
Yes. I'm sitting. Okay, I'm sitting very still now. No, when going up and down the trail, we saw several few through bikers. There was a lot of section bikers as well. Interestingly enough, I met two gentlemen who were doing the section hike of the CNO, and they said, "Hey, I plan to do this Armstrong trail." And you should have seen my eyes just perk up, you know, when he said it. I was like, you got to be kidding me. He says, yeah, we're looking to do that. They wish there was that peace between Freeport and Shenley, but it just surprised me. These folks down in Maryland were talking about doing the Armstrong Trail.
I don't think people really realize the economic impact, and you're going to see it as you continue venturing towards Pittsburgh later in the week. The amount of hotels, bed and breakfast, coffee shops, sandwich shops, et cetera, that have kind of grown up along the trail. As I was mentioning to Larry earlier, we know over 1 million people a year traverse part of the trail, not all of that you're doing and coming the entire way. But when these folks find out about this trail, the Washington to Pittsburgh or Pittsburgh to Washington, whichever way you term it, this is probably one of the most impactful trails in the country, and people do like to do it. They like to come into town and do it, whether it's over 6 days, 7 days, 8 days, whatever. And for guys like, I would say, you and I, that are maybe a little older than most people that do this, it's not as difficult as you would think. And as you've done 3 days, you can report on that. You sound very good, Commissioner. You sound like you're ready to go.
Oh, yes. It's been good. And surprisingly, it's been the older folks that are doing the distance. It's usually the younger folks that are doing more of the day hikes. But a lot of older gentlemen and ladies, they're out there biking. Very surprisingly, I ran into one couple as we were just getting started. They were from Morgantown. They started in Pittsburgh. They went to Washington, basically to Washington, D.C., and we're going to take the train back to Pittsburgh and drive back home to Morgantown.
Yeah, there's a lot of services and other, like you said, you can catch a train, and there's different companies that have allowed to make it easier as far as getting your luggage and getting your bags and even protecting if you would get a flat tire, those type of things.
Yes, it was real slick. We went into Cumberland, Maryland, and we helped load our bikes on a train, and we went from there into Washington, D.C. They unloaded them really easy. We came right out of Union Station, and there we were.
Well, good luck. When do you expect to arrive back?
We plan basically to get home on Sunday. So plan to be at Point State Park probably about 4 o'clock Sunday evening.
Well, you know, on Sunday, I do plan on joining you. Maybe the last number of miles, maybe New Stanton or somewhere. Not New Stanton. What's West Newton. West Newton. I got New Stanton on the mind on the in West Newton or somewhere. But hopefully you'll still be in good spirits, and as you come in for your victorious ride into Pittsburgh, it'll be a special time.
I'm looking forward to it. I believe also Chris Ziegler, one of the big trail proponents of the Armstrong Trail, will be joining you there.
That'll be great. Chris has been building trails up in, yes, exactly, in Armstrong, Clarion, and trying to get that trail built. And I believe we got about 70% of it built right now. That's 270 miles that'll go from the point up the Allegheny River up into Erie.
Wow, that's incredible. Commissioner, thank you for your service first and foremost. Safe travels home, and appreciate the time this morning.
All right. Hey, you all take care.
See you, Commissioner. See you in a few days. Thanks.
Armstrong, right. Commissioner Anthony Shea on the Big K Morning Show. And coming up next, jobs. Lots of them available today. Larry Richard, Big K Morning Show with Rich Fitzgerald. We were just talking to Caitlin off air about everything that's going on this week. Obviously, Steelers training camp, players report today. We have the Pirates playing the Cardinals in the rubber match. You've got the Olympics start. The opening ceremonies will be tomorrow night. What else do we have going on? Oh, the HM3 Independence Fund, Celebrity Care Fest for Children's Hospital, and on. It's going to be a great weekend. And you're coming back for a visit, 9:35, with Michael Bartley, Dr. Ken Gormley, the president of Duquesne, mm-hmm. Marty's wife, Christine Sorensen, will also be here. Just give them a tease why, because it's a big deal.
I don't want to give away the secret to Mr. Bartley. I kind of call him the mayor of Greenfield. You know, he's Greenfield zone. Michael will be making an announcement with Ken Gormley and Christine, an esteemed group to be with. You've had Ken Gormley on talking about some of the Supreme Court rulings and his expertise and what he's done at Duquesne University, opening up this DO school, pretty impactful for this entire region.
And Ken, as I've told you, is a radio historic aficionado. I mean, he knew more about KDK radio and the inception of the birth of. He helped us with our 100th anniversary a couple of years ago. He knows a lot about that, too.
So. And what you may not know about Mr. Gormley is he's a former mayor. He was he's from Swissville, but he was the mayor of Forest Hills a number of years ago. So he's a talk about a varied background.
And he's an accomplished author, fiction and nonfiction.
Absolutely. His story about the Princess of Pittsburgh. I can't remember the exact.
It's a good book.
It's a good, you can't put it down. Yes.
All right, Rich, before you go, we touched on a lot of things, but I want to reiterate 600 jobs are available today.
Yes, in Westmoreland County, out in Youngwood, Amazon, which has put a number of fulfillment and distribution centers throughout this region because of the access to Route 70 and the Turnpike out in New Stanton. They're going to be interviewing, having a job fair today at Westmoreland Community College through PA Career Links from 11 to 3. So, this is something that we're always talking about jobs. We're always talking about getting places for our young people to have a career. And there's a whole host of type of jobs that they will be using, whether it be warehouse, whether it be distribution, whether it be logistics, robotics, et cetera. So avail yourself to that. That's a good opportunity in this region.
This is good news. Rich, we'll talk to you later. Thanks, Caitlin. Appreciate you guys being here. A lot of good stuff going on.
Okay, Larry. Thank you.
Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.